Joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair this morning is a longtime state senator, and he's a member of the legislature's Transportation Committee, Len Susio. We're going to be talking about tolls, what's going on with the special transportation fund, where is the money going, and he's going to educate us this morning. Senator, good morning, and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad and Dan. I feel like I'm talking to the Batman and Robin of Connecticut Talk Radio.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the compliment. Boy, I want to tell you, you'll get reelected. You just go right in there and you just lay it right out.
Well, as I said, I wasn't elected to be a wallflower. I decided it's time to get something done. So I'm thankful. Really thankful for the opportunity to represent the people in District 13, and I'm not going to waste any time. There's much to do, and Connecticut needs a lot of help. We're going to be talking about the tolls this morning. That's a topic that definitely needs to be discussed.
Well, Senator, I'm going to begin by playing a soundbite from Face the State on Sunday when Senator May Flexer, a Democrat, and Senator Kevin Kelly, a Republican, were sitting, and they were talking about the financial situation. May Flexer has done a U-turn on tolls. She's now for tolls, whereas Senator Kelly is opposed to tolls. And the senator, Senator Kelly, was mentioning how over the years we have swept money out of the special transportation fund into the general fund. And here is how May Flexer responded to what Senator Kelly had to say.
The money does get there. I mean, it's sort of a misnomer that's been out there for many, many years that the money from the Special Transportation Fund doesn't go to transportation infrastructure. Now, before Senator Kelly and I were in the legislature, there was one time when the money was taken out, but that money was fully paid back. And we're just not getting the kinds of revenues into that fund that we have seen in the past, and we've got to be creative about finding new ways to support our infrastructure.
Is that a true or false statement, Senator Susio?
It's partly true, and it's, I'd say, very misleading. And we have swept money from the Special Transportation Fund, but in the context of billions of dollars, it was in the last, from 2013 to 2016, it was about $147 million. But
whoa.
what the good senator doesn't mention is that from 2007 to 2015, we shortchanged the Special Transportation Fund by over $1 billion, $1.1 billion. And the technicality that she's kind of walking around is the fact that the money from the petroleum gross receipts tax was put directly into the general fund, not into the Special Transportation Fund. It went from the general fund to the Special Transportation Fund, and they shortchanged it. We collected over $1.1 billion more money during that period of time from the PGRT, the petroleum gross receipts tax, than we put into the special transportation fund. So it's accurate, but it's misleading.
Well, over the years, Senator, weren't we sold on the premise that the gross receipts fund was to be for transportation?
Yes, I think a lot of people believe that because it's a form of gas tax, and everybody assumed that anything that was going to pay gas taxes was going to be used to pay for road and bridge repair. But the reality is that the gross receipts tax, most of it was being used for the general fund, and only a small part of it was being transferred to the general fund, from the general fund to the special transportation fund. That was changed. It was corrected. And in 2016, by statute, all of the money collected under the PGRT is now going directly into the special transportation fund. And since that time, the last couple of years, they haven't raided it. So, but in the meantime, we definitely shortchanged the fund by over $1 billion.
You know, Senator, as I listened to this and read all of this, I can't understand in state government why there is always something they take here and they put here. And this is the reason that Connecticut has dug a hole that we're trying to get out of, and we just can't. Who is the one that decided, let's do it instead of going the way we should have gone?
Well, you know, it's the legislature, which was controlled by the Democrats, who made the practice of doing this on a regular basis, and was a reason why over $1 billion of gas taxes that were collected were never put into the special transportation fund. But I'm so glad that we're talking about this topic, because I think no one questions the premises that the Democrats are using to justify tolls or increased taxes. And what they're saying is we're going to have a shortfall in the special transportation fund. And one of the reasons is that they're saying you know, gas consumption is going down, therefore gas tax collections are going down. And we've talked about that before. That's demonstrably untrue. The gas consumption's up during the last 4 years in Connecticut. Gas and diesel fuel consumption are up by about 66 million gallons per year.
Wow.
Yeah, and by the way, the PGRT, the Petroleum Gross Receipts Tax, this current fiscal year, the first 7 months of the year, this year, the collections reported under that are up by 29%. 29% from this year to last year. It's up for those first 7 months by $33.4 million. So that's also going up because the price of gas is up this year compared to what it was last year.
That's right.
But, Brad, you know, I want to point out something. I was reading an article yesterday, Brad and Dan, that the tolls that they're proposing would raise about $800 million a year. Now, I want you and everybody else to stop and think for a second. Governor Malloy is planning on spending $100 billion. That's what he's proposed over 30 years for road and bridge repair. $800 million a year of new toll money over 30 years is $24 billion. It's not even one quarter of the $100 billion he's proposing. So this outrageous idea that the tolls are going to solve the problem shows you that his numbers are so exaggerated that they beg credibility. And I question the whole premise of how much money they're talking about spending, but nobody really gets into that. Everybody assumes that we're going to have to spend $100 billion and therefore we need tolls. Well,
I want to ask you, why can't we wait to do any of this? It's going to take so long to study the whole thing anyway. Why can't we wait for a new governor? Why not?
Brad, you hit the nail on the head. That's my belief. I think we should wait for it because basically we're talking about spending so much money, so far beyond anything we ever spent historically, that it's unbelievable. And so why not wait? We're in the middle, by the way, the Trump administration's talked about a new infrastructure program, and that's the details of that are yet to be announced. So I'm looking, saying, wow, we're into the last 11 months of the Malloy administration. Why do we have to rush this year and spend, you know, commit to spending $100 billion over 30 years? I think we're far better off. I think it's far more prudent to reexamine the whole premise and the spending that he's proposing and then decide what we do after that. And
how can we do that? How can we do that so that we can wait for the new governor?
Well, we can simply just say we're not going to make a commitment on the spending for another 10 months and we'll wait for the new governor to come in. What's the rush? We are talking about making a commitment that'll be the biggest commitment of money in Connecticut history by far. Nothing even comes close to it. And why saddle the next administration with a commitment made by the lame duck administration of Governor Malloy? It doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay, Senator, hold those thoughts. We're going to be back with Senator Susio, but we do have, speaking of traffic, Brad, a traffic update. Back with us is State Senator Len Susio, a member of the legislature's Transportation Committee. Senator, This toll situation has not been vetted. We're hearing stories, for example, that somebody who, let's say, lives in Bridgeport and works in New Haven would have to be spending $240 a month on tolls if they drive during what would be a congestion tolling period. The whole thing hasn't been vetted. What are the chances it's going to be rammed down our throats in this session?
Well, I could tell you there's going to be one gargantuan fight about it in the legislature. It's not going to, if it happens, it isn't going to happen without an enormous battle. And I think the legislature is very close to evenly divided. So it's no sure thing it's going to happen. But again, I keep on asking people, put this into context. The tolls are saying will raise $800 million a year. The gas taxes themselves raise about $750 to $800 million a year. I'm talking about the two state gas taxes. So that means the tolls are like doubling the gas taxes. And we, as I said a few minutes ago, the tolls would raise only $24 billion of $100 billion Malloy's projecting we need. So in other words, we need to quadruple or quintuple the gas taxes to raise the money to pay for all he wants to do. I think it's a pie in the sky, a figure that he plucked out of nowhere just to create a crisis and then create this pressure for, oh, we've got to do tolls. We've got to do tolls, or we got to raise gas taxes. We have to put taxes on tires. It's just, to me, it's create a crisis and then get people to forget about what the whole premise is. We have to pick our poison. It's either gas taxes or tolls. There's no discussion about whether they're needed in the first place at all. And I plan on shining a bright light on that, how incredible the numbers are, how preposterous the spending is that he's proposing. It's totally unrealistic. And again, you start doing the comparisons, you think, wow, all the tolls, even if they got them, wouldn't pay for a quarter of what he's proposing. That shows you how crazy the number is.
You know, Senator, I don't see how sensibly anybody can put this together, because this is a first now, a first this time for Connecticut with the tolls. Everything has to be checked, everything. And if they rush into it, why can't they take their time, as I said, wait for a new governor? And if we're going to do it, let's do it the right way.
I am totally with you. Brad, I want you to come to the legislature and make a speech in front of the Transportation Committee. That's what we need, a Brad Davis speech in front of the Transportation Committee to convince them how far-fetched their ideas are. Wait. There's no need to rush the judgment. We need the time to thoroughly vet the spending that's been proposed before we start talking about even taxes or tolls. And I don't think the spending has been adequately vetted.
Well, Senator, when is there going to be a hearing on this?
Well, the Transportation Committee, I'm the vice chair of the Transportation Committee. We are meeting tomorrow to talk about proposed legislation. They're going to have an organizational meeting and then what they call a screening meeting, which will talk about the bills that are being proposed. The hearings will probably be in a few weeks. It's a short year, as you both know, and we have to have all the public hearings over with, I'd say, in the next 6 to 8 weeks. So schedule has not been announced yet, but I would encourage the public to become aware of this. Brad and Dan, I can let you know when the hearing is scheduled, and it's important for Connecticut citizens to make their voice heard. If you don't speak out, you won't be heard. And that's when bad things happen. But if the people speak up because they're educated and informed, they'll make the legislature rethink this whole crazy idea. And I do think, Brad, you're hitting the nail on the head. There's no need to rush to judgment. Let's take our time. Waiting another 10 or 11 months is not going to be the end of the world. And let's make certain that we look at and thoroughly examine the assumptions built into the biggest spending plan of all time ever introduced in Connecticut. Bigger by far than anything we've ever done. It begs time.
Now, would you agree or maybe disagree that we are facing a transportation infrastructure situation in our state?
Oh, yes. I don't think anyone would argue that we need to catch up on, we've been neglecting this for years. But what I'm questioning is the sheer volume of spending that Governor Malloy is proposing. It's way beyond anything we've ever done. And when he came into office, we were spending $750 million a year federal money and about $286 million of state money on road and bridge repair. They're assuming the feds are going to stay there constant at $750 million. So all the new money being spent is going to come out of Connecticut taxpayers' pocket. And we are talking about going from to $1.4 billion next year. And then he's talking about averaging $3.3 billion per year, every year, for the next 30 years. It's there's nothing even close to it that we've ever spent, and I question the accuracy of those numbers.
Senator, let me ask you this, because you are, like you say, vice chair of the Transportation Committee. Have we been able to get any numbers as to the busway between Hartford and New Britain?
Oh, there's two things I'll mention. The busway and the rail line between New Haven and Hartford. The busway, the last numbers I saw indicated we're spending about $23 or $24 million a year running that, and we took in about $3 million of revenue.
Say that again.
the numbers that I saw indicated that the expenses of running the busway were about $24 million, and the revenue coming in from fares was about $3
million. So we're losing $21 million a year on that busway.
Wow.
Yeah, but wait till you hear the numbers on the trains. The train projection, and of course they haven't started that schedule yet, but it's about to start. It's expected to have similar operating costs, about $23-24 million a year. But the fares they're talking about collecting in the first year, I hope you're sitting down, $1.2 million.
Oh my goodness.
I can't believe this. Wow. I cannot believe, and these are people that we have elected? My God.
Wow. Yeah,
that's, and then we wonder why we have trouble. We've just built two transportation systems that are going to be subsidized 80 to 95% by taxpayers just to keep them operating, let alone all the costs of building them in the first place.
Wow.
That's why we have deficits in the state. There's that much thinking that goes on. Spend and then think about it afterwards. Pass the bill and then figure out what's in it later on. Well, we got to thoroughly question what's in this infrastructure proposal. I don't even think they could spend the money fast enough if they did have it. That's how preposterous the numbers are. So I think the public's got to start questioning the whole concept right from the get-go. Don't take the bait. Don't assume that we have to spend $100 billion and we have no choice but to raise taxes or put in the tolls. People have got to say, prove to us that, you know, these numbers are realistic. And they're so far out of proportion to anything we've ever done historically that it begs credulity.
You know, I would hope that just the illustration of the busway and this train would be used in making the point about tolls. It is astounding to me that we are losing right now $21 million a year just on that Hartford to New Britain busway. That's amazing, Senator.
Yeah, well, I haven't been on it. I've got to go take a ride one of these days, but I've talked to many people who have been over there, and they say most of the buses are going with only a couple of people on them. Sure, during the rush hour, you'll have maybe a bus that has more people on it, but I've been told they run, my understanding is the schedule calls for 700 bus trips a day, and you know they're running all sorts of hours a day except for a few hours in the middle of the night. And it's almost like, see, they're running it as if it were a busway in New York City, where there's a population that can support something like that. But Connecticut has nothing like that in terms of population density. And so the cost of subsidizing mass transportation, public transportation in Connecticut is exorbitantly high because we just don't have the population density, except along the New Haven to New York route. Of course, that's where the commuters to New York go. That's where you can and should spend the money because the ridership is there to justify it. To spend it on 16 or 17,000 people who may take the bus from Hartford to New Britain, that to me is it's a misplaced priority, which is really what's been the hallmark of the Malloy administration. The priorities have been totally upside down, and that's why we're in the trouble we're in right now.
Wow. Senator, just thanks a million, yep. And we're going to keep on this. Dan and I are not, we're not going to quit this one, I'll tell you. We're going to take the hill on this one, that's for sure.
Brad, you got to reinvent that that phrase. It's not thanks a million, it's thanks a few billion.
We'll be in touch, Senator. Thanks
absolutely
for joining us.
And thank you. Thank you for being with us this morning.
It's always good to speak to the two of you. Have a great day.
You too.